Well, today we're going to talk about Reaper's action list. Now, the action list is a huge selection of actions that can be bound to keyboard shortcuts or control surface shortcuts to do your Reaper bidding. If you want to split an item, if you want to copy, cut, paste, pretty much anything you'd want to do is in that actions list. Now, like many complex programs, Reaper has more than one way to do things. You can also make custom actions in the sense that you can bind several actions together in different ways to do more than one action at once. For instance, if you had an action to move your master volume down by 1 dB, but you like to move your master volume down 5 dB, you could have that action performed 5 times with one action. By performing one action, that action would be performed 5 times. Or say, for instance, I want to move my master volume down 1 dB, but I also want it panned to the left. You could get 2 actions to do that, and you could bind them together, and that would give you your custom action. So, I am in Reaper now.
Reaper v5.29/x60 left. Land.
Okay, the Asura keystroke to get to your actions list is F4. So let's go ahead and press F4.
Actions dialog, filter, custom actions, race grip, edit, land.
And I want to show you something else. The action list is also available from the menu if you're not using the Asura key map.
Reaper.
You can pull your menus down in the customary Windows way.
File submenu, alt plus F. Edit submenu, submenu, insert submenu.
I did Alt, and then I'm using right arrow.
Item submenu, Alt, rack submenu, Alt, option submenu, Alt, action submenu, Alt, plus A.
So I'm on the actions menu. Now if I go down arrow.
Show action list, F4S.
See, it said action list F4. You can get to your actions list the same way.
Show recent actions, check S.
Show recent actions.
Time selection, remove time selection and loop points, ST. Track, go to pre-tape, delete track.
So you've got some menus. You got some menu items in here too.
Close current project tab CTRL plus F4C. Custom actions unavailable C. Fast forward CTRL plus equals F. Move cursor to previous item M.
I want to show you another quick keystroke. If you want to see what actions are currently bound to keyboard shortcuts, you can do Shift F1.
Internet Explorer C. Users Crispell app data local temp Reaper keyboard shortcuts.html Internet Explorer Reaper mouse modifier keys and action shortcut list Internet Explorer Reaper mouse modifier edit separator note use references slash editing behavior slash mouse modifiers to add or change any of the following.
Now, some of these keystrokes that are in here are going to be for mouse driven things, but a lot of them aren't.
Key mod blank mouse wheel modifier default view C views.
So I'm going to go to main. I'm in NVDA, so I'm gonna do control numpad insert F.
Find dialog. Type the text.
And I'm gonna type in main.
A-I-N. Heading level 3 main. Key. Heading level 3 section main.
Okay. And you can also navigate with heading with your H.
Key. Action. CTRL plus W. Automation. Write current values for all writing envelopes from cursor to end of project.
See, I'm doing down arrow here, and if I use my table,
edge of table, automate row 320.
You know, with a lot of these screen readers, you can do control, alt, left, and right, and up and down arrows to navigate your tables. So control, alt, arrow keys.
Edge of table, CTR row 330, shift plus W. Column 2 automation, write current values for all writing envelopes to column row 300, column. Edge of table, close all projects, row 332, close current, project tab, row 333, create measure from time selection, column 1, alt, plus shift, plus C.
I'm navigating with left and right arrows and up and down to get to the different commands in my table. If I went back to the top,
generated by Reaper V5 point,
I'm going to hit my H key,
Reaper keyboard shortcut list heading level 2. Section, main heading level 3.
I'm navigating with headings with my H key. It's just like being in a web browser.
Section, main, alt recording, heading level 3. Section, media explorer, heading level 3.
See, you got all the actions that are currently bound to keyboard shortcuts. Now, Keep this in mind. There are many, many, many more actions that are available that aren't bound to keyboard shortcuts. When you use a program like Reaper, it is understood that you are going to make some of your own workflow. Reaper is like the Linux of the recording world. It's so configurable and so powerful that it's made to be customized to a person's particular needs rather than you just do this one way. But it's not so geeky that the average person can't learn to use it. And I feel like that in some ways, because of Reaper's simplified UI, it's much easier to use than some of the more commercial DAWs where you have to go through hoops to click on this pretty picture over here or use specialized third-party apps. Since Reaper is based around the actions list, where you perform an action, then you have access to all those different control elements. And while that can be a bit daunting, if you have access to all the control elements, then eventually the shoe will drop and you can create a workflow which will be just what you need. Let's get to looking at this actions list. Your actions list now, I'm going to hit F4.
Actions dialog filter, custom actions, race grip, edit, land.
Now here is where you type in what you want to do. Let's just type in split item.
S-E-L-I-T space I-T-E-M.
Now I'm going to tab.
Close button. Clear button. Find shortcut button. Section combo box main collapse. List one list.
Okay, we've got a list now. Now let's go up and down and look at all the actions that we found for splitting items.
A. Description. Custom. Select and split item under editor. Play cursor 1 of 31.
See, there's 31 different actions for splitting items. I'm going down arrow. Let's look through some of those.
CTRL plus. Description. Item. Auto. Trim. Slash. Split item. Remove. Silence. 2 of 31. Description. Item. Dynamic. Split item. State. Op. 3 of 31. Description. Item. Heal. Splits and items. 4 of 31. Description. Item. Split at media queue. 5 of 31. Alt plus Z. Description. Item. Split at previous 0 crossing. 6 of 31. Description. Item. Split item under mouse cursor. 7 of 31. Description. Item. Split item under mouse cursor. Select left. 8 of 31.
See, there's a whole bunch of different things for dealing with splitting items. Now, the actions that have a shortcut key assigned to them will be indicated as such.
Description. Description. Item. Split items at editor. Play cursor. 13 of 31.
See, I just went down arrow real quick. It said S. That's a very common key that we use in Reaper to split an item. And remember, we talked about items being any chunk of audio or MIDI, any particular bit of information you want to work with. And you can perform independent actions on that item, like volume, pan. You can put an effect on it. It just separates it out so that you can work on it separately. And you can have hundreds of items on each track. For instance, if you had a vocal track with a lot of dynamics and you had very loud parts and soft parts and you wanted to split out the loud parts and turn them down, or you wanted to split the soft parts out and bring them up in volume, you could do that. That's a simple example of dealing with items. I'm going to escape out of here. And
no track.
Now let's say we want to find what a shortcut does. We're not sure of the action, but we want to find what it does. Let's do that. I'm going to hit F4 again.
Actions dialog filter, custom actions, race grip, edit, land, close button.
I'm tabbing.
Clear button. Find shortcut button.
Find shortcut. Okay, so I'm going to hit spacebar here.
Find key or MIDI controller dialog, edit, land.
Okay, now I happen to know that control spacebar stops and pauses. But say if I didn't know that, I'm going to pretend like I didn't know that and I'm going to go control spacebar.
Actions dialog filter, custom actions, race grip, find shortcut button.
Now I'm going to tab.
Section combo box main collapse. List one list, backspace, media KBD play pause, CTRL plus space, description, transport, play slash pause 5363 of 5755.
Okay, see, it told us what was bound to that action and what that action was. Now, you also heard that the backspace key was bound to that action because that's something I like to do. I like to bind the backspace key to the stop, pause action because that allows me to quickly stop the transport with one keystroke rather than have to go and grab for the control and the space bar. Okay, then, well, that's a little bit about your actions list. For further information about Reaper, private tutoring, any questions, etc., you can reach me at Chris, C-H-R-I-S, B as in boy, 1963 at charter, charter.net. Until next time.